And what about these insects that like to make the nest on the sides of people's houses too, but it looks like it's made out of mud or something like that?
Dirt dauber.
Will they sting you?
I never have heard of.
What about this kind of insect that builds these great big paper nests about the size of a football in trees?
Hornets.
They got a pretty bad sting?
Yes, sir.
You ever been stung by one?
Yeah.
And what about this type of little insect that if you're walking around barefooted, they might burrow in right inside your skin and make it itch?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is that a red bug that I'm talking about, or is that something else?
Well, a red bug, you don't have to be barefoot. He'll get on your clothes and come in and get you.
Right. Have you ever heard...
Brown itch.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard people call red bugs anything else?
Chigger?
Chigger, yeah. What about different types of snakes around here?
Oh, we got a bunch of them. Rattlesnakes, king snakes, rat snakes, chicken snakes, black runners, hoop snake. Moccasin, different kind of moccasin, cottonmouth, island moccasin, rattlesnakes.
Is there a real little snake that's really deadly poisonous?
Yeah.
Are there any coral snakes?
Yeah.
They're pretty poisonous, aren't they?
Yeah, we don't have any around here that I know of.
Do you have have you ever heard of a type of snake that's supposed to kill other snakes?
Yeah, king snake.
It really does that?
Yeah.
What does that thing look like?
It looks more like a chicken snake. If you know what a chicken snake is, he's spotted. Got different spots. Spots on him.
How does he kill another snake?
Choke him to death.
Is the king snake itself very, very big?
Yeah, they get pretty good size, yeah.
Would a king snake be susceptible to another snake's poison if it got bit? What do you call this insect? Some of them are black, some of them are green, that hop around in the grass, you know?
Frog?
Well, this is an insect that, you know, in the grass. Got great big legs, you know, in back. Some people use them for bait, I guess.
Great hopper?
You ever heard those called anything else?
No,
yeah. You ever heard people call them hopper grass? What would be a small fish that you might use for bait?
Minnows.
You ever heard minnows called anything else? Is that the same thing as a shiner?
Well, a different kind of shiner. It's a different kind of bait. That it's shiners. It's a breeder. Minnows is a different breed.
Okay. What do you call these things that tend to collect in the corner of your ceiling? You have to get a broom and clean it out. What do you call those things?
Spiders.
Is it spider web?
Yeah.
Is that the same thing that you might see between a couple of bushes outside?
No, that's different.
What's that?
I don't know, but they're about the same thing, but they're different kind of spiders. They're outside spider and inside spider.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard those things called cobwebs?
Yeah, the web was the biggest cobwebs, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about if you had to pull up a stump, you have to get in there and dig around and cut out the what?
Roots.
What kind of tree is it? We talked about this afternoon that you tap for syrup.
Shoot.
We were talking about cane and this other type that you don't find around here too much.
You you don't get no one, you can't do it.
It was maple?
Maple.
Okay. And if you had a big group of these trees, you'd say you had a what?
I don't know about a maple tree. Well, what do you call it?
Would you call that a maple orchard or maple grove or what?
Yeah, I think so.
A grove?
Yeah.
Or just either one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.